Good morning, everybody. Okay, we're starting. Vayetze Yaakov v'Be'er Shava v'Yelech Harana v'Yifga b'Makom. Our parsha is a very important parsha. All the parshas are important. Everyone is important. But in our parsha, we have the base of the Jewish home. In our parsha, we start the foundation of the Beit HaYehudi, of the Jewish home. Good morning. And this is the job of Yaakov Avinu. And he goes on his way. And there are a lot of explanations what's exactly happening on his way. And where does he come from? And why is it mentioned again that he's coming out when we already know it from the last parsha? So first of all, the Torah wants to tell us that he is doing what his father told him to do and what his mother told him to do. Because otherwise, if the mission is go to Haran, to marry, get married. So the Torah should say, and Yaakov went to Haran. But the Torah is not saying this. So what? Yaakov got out of Be'er Sheva and he went to Haran. Because if the place where he's coming out from is important, so you say, I went out of jail. Because the point is, I was released and I'm getting out of jail. But if I'm going to Jerusalem to pray near the Kotel, I would not say I'm going out from Ra'anana to go to the Kotel in Jerusalem. If somebody asks, what you're doing, I'm going to the Kotel to pray. So why is the Torah telling us that he's coming out of Be'er Sheva and also going to Haran? So one of the explanations is that when a tzaddik gets out of town, you feel that he is missing. And in other words, we all know it. No, sometimes we live with the tzaddik and he's with us, those people who do good and everything. And we don't feel it. Like, okay, it's normal. But then suddenly they're not there anymore and things stop working as they used to work. Oh, I miss him. Unfortunately, we should miss him before he goes and not after he goes. And that's sometimes one of the problems. That's why the Torah is telling us, that we should take this in consideration. That be aware of the people that you live with now and enjoy them and don't wait when they go away to feel that they're missing. That's one explanation that is telling us, because as we say always, the Torah is not a story, it's something to live with. Another explanation, Vayetze Yaakov mi-Be'er Sheva vayelech Harana, his mother is sending him away. Why? Because Esav wants to kill him. He says, go away. So, what is he doing, Vayetze Yaakov? He's doing what his mother is telling him to do. From the other point, his father tells him, go and get married. As that is vayelech Harana. So, in other words, he's doing both what his mother told him to do, Vayetze, and what his father tells him to do, Vayelech Harana. Okay.
Two for the price of one.
Exactly. Exactly. Like it's now, everybody's missing us with the Black Friday, Black Friday, yeah. Black Friday. Okay, so the parsha is also going in the Black Friday. Lehavdil elef alfei avdalot. So, one of the things is Vayifga. What is Vayifga? It's a very hard word, Vayifga, like he bumped into it. So one of the things Vayifga is Lashon Tfila, that Yaakov, it was evening, and he is the one who, he is the one who made Tfilat Arvit. The evening prayer is what something that Yaakov did. Avram did the morning prayer. Yitzchak did the Shachrit. Yitzchak did the Mincha, and you see it in the letters of the word. The second letter in each one of the names is telling us what he did. Avram, what is the second letter? Bet Boker. Yitzchak Tzohorayim Tzadi, and Yaakov Ayin Erev. So that's why we.
Amazing. This is how we know
that. Yeah, that's how you can know who did what.
That's amazing.
But one of the explanations is that Vayifga, he bumped into the place, is telling us the real story behind How do we build a Jewish home here in this world? Or what is our mission in this world? Yes.
How did Yaakov know that it was his responsibility to build the nation of Israel?
So that's the point that we're getting in. That's the whole idea of what's happening in the dream. Because he is being sent to build a home. Go and get married. Married why? To build a home. And now he realizes that it's not going to be another home. He is the combination of Avram and Yitzchak, and now it's the third generation. He is going to do it. He is the one that is going to bring Am Yisrael to the world, the 12 tribes. The problem is, he goes on his way after being 14 years. Rashi does the calculation and find that there are 14 years missing. And those 14 years he was sitting and learning in the yeshiva of Shem Ve'Ever. The question is, now when he comes out of the yeshiva and he's being sent to Haran, what kind of place is Haran? Is it Bnei Barak?
No.
Or is it Soho? What is it? It's not exactly Bnei Barak, definitely. And he's thinking to himself, after being elevated at the highest level you can, one minute, my parents sending me to find a wife and to build a home, where? In the most impure place in the world, Haran? Something is wrong here. And the Midrash says, he bumped into a wall. He couldn't understand what he's doing here. What is his mission? And then God brings the sun down and tells him, you're going to sleep here. I want you to go lie down. And then comes the famous dream of the ladder. And the famous dream of the ladder is telling us, Vayachalom v'ine sula mutzav arza, a ladder that is here on earth, and the head of the ladder, Verosho Magia Shamayna, to heaven. And the angels are going up and down. And God is standing on top of the ladder. What's the idea behind? Onkelos says an unbelievable thing. He says, Mutzav Arza, standing on earth, not standing, stuck deep into earth. What's the meaning? Yaakov Avinu thinks that the best place to build a Jewish home is you go to a good environment, to go to Bnei Brak, go to Ranana in a good neighborhood, and find a wife. But he's being sent to a terrible place. But then God is telling him, you don't understand the mission. The mission, in order to build the foundation of a Jewish home, foundation that will stand through generations of chaos, of problems, of who knows, we all know. So you need something very strong. And the way to build something very strong is to have the conflict and deal with it. And after you dealt with it, then you're prepared to build a home. In other words, if you want to be a soldier in special units, in the special forces, you cannot have a normal training. You need special training, harder training. And you will find yourself in unbelievable situations. But otherwise, you cannot be in the special forces. And the same thing is being told to Yaakov Avinu. God is telling him, why do you think you got to this world? To sit in a yeshiva and learn and be surrounded with all the holy things, you could have stayed in heaven and do the same thing. Here you have a mission. You have to get involved. You have to go to this materialistic world and turn it into a spiritual world. In other words, put the spirituality into the materialistic life. That's Mutzav Arza. The ladder is stuck in earth. Maybe sometimes in the worst place in the world, but this is your job. And the job can only be done like this, because otherwise Roshoma is not Ashamayma. When is the head of the ladder in heaven? When you start climbing from down there. You know, in business especially, if you have good businesses, you see, second generation sometimes, ruin the business. And people look from around, don't understand why. Why is this business finished? It was such a good business. And from the other side, you see other businesses that the second generation takes them and makes them much better than they used to be. And what is the secret? The secret is very clear. I'm also in a family business. And I know when one of the family was being put in a management position, didn't take long that he took the business in the wrong way. But when somebody started from down there, from the bottom, even cleaning, assembling, molding, do all the jobs that the business is like the worst worker is doing. But then you know what your business is about. You know every detail. And then you grow up. And when somebody comes to tell you, I need this, you know exactly how this is produced. You know exactly how to do it, how to make it, what to make sure that people, your worker, are going to do. Because you know the job. So in other words, to know the job, you have to start from the bottom. And then, Rosho Magi HaShamayim, then you can get to heaven. Otherwise, you won't get nowhere. You will fall down. And now, Yaakov realizes, all those years I was learning, they were to prepare me, to give me the power to deal with Haran, to deal with this place. And when I will go there, I'm going to build a home which is going to be established on the best basic things that you can. And the angels are going up and down. Up and down? Where do angels come from? From heaven. So they should go down and up. Not up and down.
Isn't
it written that they came down and up? No. Malachi Elohim, Olim, and it should be written, Yodim ve'olim. What's Olim ve'odim? So one of the explanations says, the angels of Eretz Yisrael went up, and the angels of Chutz La'aretz came down. Very nice. But there is a more practical explanation. What are those angels? Those angels are what our deeds. If we do a good thing, an angel is being created. And this angel goes up and brings all the good down. In other words, we are the one who really control the world. That's the power God gave us. God told him, I'm going to put you down here. You have a job. You have a job to elevate yourself, to elevate the whole world. And this job has to be done. And this is the job of Yaakov. When Yaakov realizes that he has to take himself and elevate himself with the good things he does, and then those good deeds turn to angels that go up and bring all the good to the world. That's, by the way, when we go back to Bereshit, the whole creation was waiting for Adam HaRishon to pray. It says, nothing grow till Adam HaRishon to start praying, and then everything start moving. Because we are really are the one who built this world, control this world, and make all the good, or unfortunately, the bad. Because if we do a bad deed, also an angel is created. But this time, it's not a good angel, it's a bad angel. And we have to make sure that the angels that we create are good. And that's what God is telling him. And that's why the Torah is telling Malachi Elohim, Olim ve'yordim bo. What bo is in, inside, but it should be on. You climbing on the ladder, or not in the ladder. But what is the Torah really telling us? That those angels are inside Yaakov. Malachi Elohim Olim ve'yordim bo. When we get to the next parsha, Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim, Yaakov is sending angels to his brother. And one of the questions is, how can Yaakov, a human being, send angels? And one of the explanations is, who are those angels? Those are his good deeds. So he owns them. They are his. So he can send his angels with no problem. And this is exactly the dream of the ladder. Malachi Elohim, Olim ve'yordim bo. And who is on top?
Hashem.
God. Hashem himself. There's another explanation, Olim v'Yordim, going up and down. In life, sometimes we go up and sometimes we go down. So the Torah is telling us, as long as we are still on the ladder, it's okay. Don't get down from the ladder. Doesn't matter if you're on the first step or the 31st step or whatever. Stay on the ladder. Even if you go down, you can go up again. But if you go and leave the ladder, it's finished. Also, the Torah is telling you, when you go up, don't forget that you've been down. Don't be, how do you say, a show-off. Don't be a schwitzer. Keep your mind down. Olim v'yodim. And this is only a little grip of what this dream is about. But in order for us to understand, the basic thing is that our job here is to take the earth and elevate it. The sulam mutzav arza v'rosho magi ha'shamayim. We have to start climbing the ladder. And another thing is to understand, it doesn't matter where you are. The ladder is there with you. In other words, even if you're in the worst place in the world, which, by the way, we'll see the fight of Yaakov. He's going not such a good place. But he realizes that that's exactly what's going to build him, and the foundation has to be strong. And those foundations are keeping us till now. Those foundations that Yaakov Avinu was building for us. And that's the ladder. So Yaakov Avinu, realizing what happened, wakes up in the morning. ויקץ יעקב ויאמר אכן יש השם במקום הזה ואנוכי לא ידעתי. Well, there is a God here and I didn't know. And this sounds very strange. What do you mean there is a God here and you didn't know? Well, you know the God is there. But now he realizes that God is everywhere. There was a whole argument between the Baal HaTanya, the first Rebbe of Chabad, and the Gaon Mevilna. We're not going to go into it. And one of the arguments was, where can you find God? But the idea is very simple. God is everywhere. And sometimes even where the filth is, God is also there. So what's the thing of that Beit HaMikdash, Jerusalem, Eretz Yisrael? Because there are level of holiness. There are level of Shekhinah. And we have to understand and realize the Shekhinah is everywhere, but in different levels. And that's the lesson he learned. Achen yesh Elokim b'makom hazeh. Of course, he learned that this place where we were was the holiest place there is. This is the Jerusalem, this Har HaMoriah. That's where the temple is. And the stone that he picked up, they say this Even HaShtiyah. That's the stone that in the middle of Kodesh HaKodashim. So when he realizes this, he couldn't believe it. Vayira vayomer ma nora ha'makom hazeh. This is the house of God, and that's the gate to heaven, because that's where he dreamt the dream of the ladder, explaining to him, this is the way to heaven. This is how you do your job in this world. So he takes the stone and puts this on the side and puts oil on it. And then he says a very interesting thing. He's having a vow. Vayidar Yaakov neder le'emor. Im yeh Elokim imadi. If God is going to be with me, ushmarani baderech, and he kept me in the way. Ve'asher anochelech, the way I'm going. Ve'natan li lechem le'echol, and he give me bread to eat, and clothes to wear, beged lilbosh. Ve'shavti b'shalom bet avi, and I will come back home. Ve'aya Hashem li l'Elokim. And God is going to be my Lord. And this is something we have to ask. First of all, what is he really asking? Bread and clothes. Why doesn't he ask millions? Why doesn't he ask be Shefa Bracha Vatzlacha, we say, have plenty? Why? to ask only such basic things. Because what is, and why doesn't he ask about health? Well, give me food to eat, and what's with health? Everybody wants health. Briut, haikara briut, they say. But the real truth is that he's asking for briut. What he's really asking, I want bread to eat that I can eat, and not chas v'sholom be connected to a machine, or to a zonda, or to whatever. And beged lilvosh, clothes to wear, not that I'm lying in bed wearing my pajamas because I cannot wear normal clothes. I want to be healthy. I want to have all the things that keep me on the way that I will have my mission successful. Bezrat Hashem, next week we will see that Yaakov, we'll see it also this week, but we haven't got time to talk about everything, that he is becoming very wealthy. In other words, maybe he's asking for very little, but he's getting plenty, and he's keeping it. He's not somebody who doesn't want money, because being rich, being fortunate, being successful is not a curse, and it's not a sin. It's not a sin. It can be the biggest mitzvah, the biggest thing. If God gives it to you, and you do it in the right way, it's the best thing that can happen to you. But use it in the right way. But we'll see it in the next week. Right now, he's saying something that we have to understand. Vaya Hashem li le'elokim. And God will be my Lord. One minute, I cannot understand it. By the way, what's the translation when it tries to find what? Vaya Hashem li le'elokim. Interesting.
He had already
what do you mean? What God is not your Lord?
Exactly.
Hashem ulo Elokim? What does he mean? He's doing a tnaim with the Kodesh Boko. He says, if you keep me, you will be my God.
Yeah.
In bargaining? Yeah, what's this?
Yeah.
This is cannot be. It's impossible. Bargaining with God?
Yeah.
Impossible. But it depends how you do it. What he's saying, yes, what he's really saying, he's saying something that is very hard to understand. V'ayah Hashem li le'elokim. What do you mean? Is not your Elohim now? Moshe Rabbeinu went up to heaven, and God showed him all generations and all the tzaddikim and what's going to happen. And they come to the period of Rabbi Akiva. And he sees Rabbi Akiva learning and teaching about, not about the letters, about what's on the letters. The crowns. Tagim. And he is asking God, you've got somebody like this in your world and you give the Torah with me? This is the one you should give the Torah with. Says, show me the reward of all the tzaddikim. So he showed him the reward of Rabbi Akiva that he's being tortured. And with a comb of iron comb, there are combing his body, his flesh. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, "Ze Torah vezo schara." What's going on here? This scholar, such a Talmid Chacham, a tzaddik, and this is the reward? Torture? And God says the Midrash is answering, "Shtok kach alav machshava." Shut up. This is what I thought. Your kid comes to you, asks you a question. You love him. You talk with him. He says, father, mother, why is this? Shut up. That's the way I want it. Is this an answer?
No.
To Moshe Rabbeinu? What a strange answer. But let's go back to the creation. Ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu livro et ba'olam b'midat adin. Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to create the world in Midat Hadin. What's Midat Hadin? Judgment. You do something wrong, you pay for it. Ra'a, she'en ha'olam yachol ha'amor, the world cannot stand through this procedure. Erev et Midat HaChesed. Put with the Din, the Chesed. Mercy. Love. So what did God wanted? Is its first thought, Alaba Machshava b'midat adin. He says, you see, there are a few figures in the history that got to the level that I can deal with them the same way I wanted to deal with the whole world. midat hadin. One of them is Rabbi Akiva. In other words, and Rabbi Akiva is telling to his Talmidim, he says, they ask him, Rabbi, Atka, what's this? Well, what's happening here? He says, all my life I waited for this moment. I know it's very hard for us to understand what's going on here. What, God wants us to be tortured? God wants us to suffer? But as we say, it's not a story. It's got a deeper meaning. If somebody learns the Torah only on the surface, sorry to tell you, he's stupid. He doesn't understand what it is. The same way when we talk about ages in the Bible. 3 years she was, like he married her on the age of three. It doesn't, that's not a chronological age. It's a meaning. And here also the same thing. When God is telling Moshe Rabbeinu, Shtok kach ala b'machshava, he is really telling him, you don't understand what's going on here. I wanted to create this world in a certain way, and I found out that nobody can do it except a few people. And one of them is Rabbi Akiva. And what Rabbi Akiva is really saying to us, that he got to a level that he's not here anymore. He did the sulam. He elevated himself from earth to heaven while he's still here. In other words, when they were torturing him, he is really feeling nothing because he is already in heaven. And that's a level, a spiritual level, that you take your physical body while you're still alive and elevate yourself to the highest level. And this is exactly the answer that was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. And this is exactly what Yaakov Avinu is saying here. Of course God is my God. But now God, Hashem, is midat harachamim. V'haya Hashem, midat harachamim, li le'eloki midat hadin. He says, if I'm going through this procedure, and through this procedure, I need you, God. I need your help, and I need your mercy. I need chesed. Because without chesed, I cannot make this journey. I cannot make it alone. But what I'm saying is, if I'm going through it, and I'm coming back with this Jewish home that I'm building, then I want you to elevate me and judge me the way that you wanted to create the world. V'haya Hashem li le'elokim. Of course, we are not going to ask this. We're not at the level of Yaakov. We want mercy. We want Hashem midat chesed. We want the combination, and we need it. But Yaakov Avinu, he is the base of everything. It's like somebody told me, you have Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Those are like the roots of the tree. And if the roots are strong, then the tree and the branches and the leaves will stand through hell. But if they're not strong enough, and that's why Yaakov had to go to this old procedure in order to get to the point that today, Am Yisrael Chai. Am Yisrael Chai Vekayam. It's not calling Am Avraham, not Am Yitzchak, Am Yisrael, which is the name of Yaakov Avinu, which is given also, we'll see next week in the Parsha Vayishlach. It's not that Avraham Avinu is less than Yitzchak, or Yitzchak is less than Yaakov. Of course not. It's the combination. It's the generations that combine together and give us our foundation. And we all know it. That all what we went through made us what we are. And Bezrat Hashem, hopefully, the morning will come very soon. And the Geula will come. Bezrat Hashem, Yimei Rabbi Ameinu. Amen.
Amen. Amen.